Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. I had a wonderful holiday weekend. How about yourself?
Oh, crazy busy. Just crazy, crazy, crazy busy.
Mm. Well, I spend more of the weekend just doing research and actually enjoying myself. I'm sorry to say that, but I did.
Well, you know, life is what it is at this point in time. You know, it's an interesting adventure in one way or the other. And I find that with everybody. Either they're insanely busy or they're in meditation or contemplation, you know, to where they have that solitude time. And it's really bouncing back and forth at this point in time.
Yes, yes. And I really enjoyed the Scorpio moon for some reason. It's just been amazing. Now we're in Sag, and I'm enjoying that too. Of course, my moon's in Sag.
Yeah, Sag is a fun one.
Well, I like all the fire right now that's apparent tonight in the heavens, and that's making me kind of happy. And in conjunct with that Sun-Uranus conjunction to the moon, it's also a little bit annoying. But I didn't manage to accomplish a lot of practical things. I just slowed myself down a little bit. Now, don't quote me.
Well,
I don't do that.
You know, I think we all need to take it a little slow during this period of time because of that quincunx or in conjunction that is from Saturn to Mars, okay? Really about pacing yourself at this point in time. You know, that all goes into square with Neptune. And that's all,
yes.
It'll get done in its own time. Don't rush it, don't push it. Even though our heads are in Aries, because Mercury's in Aries right now, we want to just go, 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 go. It's not like that. It's one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. And amazingly enough, with that Sun-Uranus conjunction, things will shift. You know, it will get easier as long as you put one foot in front of the other and don't run too fast. Be alert.
Well, normally when I go to any kind of spiritual gathering, I usually spend a lot of time listening to people, and I'm sure that happens with you as well. And so today, when I decided to go and I went to this beautiful service here at the Unity of Roanoke Valley, I decided to be entertaining instead. I decided to have energy going out where it was positive in its nature, and it went down really well.
That's a good thing.
Yes. I decided to turn the tables, if you will, and it was fun. I got people laughing a little bit and laughing themselves a little bit, and it was really wonderful. It was a nice gathering there, and the weather held. Our weather for the last few days has not been very nice, but today it was just a little cool, but beautiful. Yes.
You know, most of the country it was that way. I find that interesting how it becomes docile at points and times like that, especially after the turbulence, because here in Florida, it was absolutely gorgeous. I know up north, it's absolutely gorgeous today. So, you know, we're having a beautiful Easter Sunday everywhere. I think that's a sign of change.
Yes. Yes. And I think everybody's looking forward to spring and summer. And like I said, it's good. You can already see the shift of the energy since that last full moon, which is great. We've got a bunch of people on hold. I suppose you better take some callers here because this thing is filling up fast.
Okay, how about we do that then?
All right, love. Okay. area code 805. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. This is Donna, and happy Easter.
Donna, happy
Easter
to you.
Thank you. Well, let me tell you, my birthday is April 22nd, 1954. It's coming up tomorrow. And
yay!
I was born at 2:50 p.m. in Flushing, Long Island.
Wow.
And
interesting.
Are you in Anaheim? Is that where you're at, or where are you at?
No, I'm in Santa Barbara right now.
Santa Barbara. Okay.
Where
you're going to be
yeah,
in Santa Barbara
here.
For your birthday?
Yeah, I'll be here. This is where I live. Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking up your solar return.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going
to
look at your transits. That way we can hit you on both levels, babe.
Great. Thank you.
Ooh, interesting.
Wow. I love Santa Barbara for you. Wow.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's beautiful here.
Yeah, you have Leo rising there rather than that Virgo rising you were born with. This is much, much better. I like the energy. And Jupiter is retrograding back onto your moon over the next couple of weeks. And this is definitely a time to renew a sense of optimism for you. Did you have a special question for us tonight, honey?
Well, you know, I was in my meditation, which I do every morning for 20 minutes and every evening for 20 minutes. And this was about 3 weeks ago. I'm sitting in my meditation, and all of a sudden I got a message. And the message was, it's coming soon. And then about a week ago, I was closing my eyes, sitting in the silence, and I heard it again. It's coming soon. So I'm expecting something great coming in, whether it's going to be a fellow that I'm going to meet for marriage or more money or something. But I just absolutely, it was my intuition. It filled me up with such love, my whole body. I felt all this appreciation and gratitude, and it was beautiful.
Well, Uranus has never sat on your sun before, you know. It hasn't been in Taurus for 84 years.
Wow.
And it popped in there on the new moon we had in March by 1 minute. And the sun and Uranus, and I'm sure Jasmine's going to bring this to your attention too, they are sitting on your sun sign in your 10th house of your career, but also those things that you choose to be part of your mission here, those things you're willing to take responsibility for. So you want it to be grounded, but you want it to be exciting too. So, Jacqueline, tell us what you're seeing here, solar return. I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh. It's interesting. It's really interesting. You know, the whole thing is faith and trust this year, okay? You are so guided this year. It isn't even funny. I love the meditations. I love you doing that every day and every night, especially this year. You have Venus, Chiron, Mercury, and your sun in your 12th house. Your connection to God, the universe, or whatever you want to call that higher power is so, okay, so connected. It isn't even funny, okay? I'm not surprised at the messages you've gotten, and I'm not surprised at the messages you're going to continue to get. This is all about faith. It's not about picking one area, because it's not one area, okay?
Yeah.
You have your sun conjunct your rising and your Uranus conjunct your rising this year, but your Uranus is in your first house. We're talking minutes here apart. It's a divine inspiration that you would be there for your birthday is what I'm trying
yeah.
to say.
Yeah!
Because you don't have to do anything. You just have to be connected to God, the universe, or whatever you call that higher power, and be open
yeah.
to receiving. Okay? It's a busy year for you as far as your personal values and beliefs and making money is concerned, because Mars is in your second house of your personal values and sticking and taking action on your personal values, as well as your personal finances, okay? And it's all about patience and understanding, okay? Because everything is shifting and changing. You have Jupiter, the part of fortune, and your moon in your eighth house of transformation and change. It's a lifestyle change this year. It's not one thing. It's multiple things that are changing. Receive the gifts given. Follow the hints that are given to you and progress in your highest being this year. That's what it's keeping you to.
And that's what your whole year is all about.
Oh, yeah, that resonates with me completely. And I'm taking such good care of myself. I mean, I swim every day for an hour and a half. I do my meditation. I walk on the beach in the water for another hour. I'm trying to lose weight, so but I'm doing it. I'm finally doing it.
Amazing.
Just, you know, yeah.
You
so,
will. You will. Yeah. You will lose weight this year. Again, Virgo is on your sixth house of your major house this year, and you've got your vertex there. It's all about rebalancing. So this would be about oxygen, movement, water, air, any of those types of things to rebalance your body and to get in some kind of routine as far as your health is concerned. You have Libra totally and completely encompassed in your sixth house this year, okay, which means it's all about rebalancing. When I see this, I like yoga or Tai Chi or something like that, too, to go along with it because it has that balance to it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, in fact, when I was in the pool at my gym, I was looking up and there was a class of Tai Chi upstairs. And I thought, I could do that. And, put you in a certain rhythm, what Tai Chi does. And so I may look into that and maybe take a class in Tai Chi, too.
Yeah, check it out a little bit. Because, this is all about you connecting with, the universe and rebalancing your own spirit and really coming out really amazingly different. Don't try and judge things too much. Be present in the moment. Don't try and predict what's going to happen because this is kind of an unpredictable year for you.
Okay.
Let it all happen when it happens. Occupy yourself with the things that you need to do for yourself. And everything will fall into place.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And when you say unpredictable, is that in a good way unpredictable?
It's all for your benefit.
I see it as an epiphany. I see it as epiphany. Because Uranus rules the unpredictable, but it also rules epiphanies, where you can have that aha experience in so many segments of your being, like Jacqueline just said, I would just go with this. Expect a double rainbow when you're driving down the friggin' highway. Okay, I mean, really.
I get a lot of messages, like spiritual messages and coming in, and also from the other side. I get these messages from my mom and my nephew and all, and it's quite surprising sometimes when I get them. It's like, whoa, I didn't expect that.
Oh, I know you're such a little Taurus. Tauruses are the hardest ones to believe in what they don't see. They always go, did I really see that? No, did I really see that? Now try that again.
Yeah.
Did I really see that? Yes, you did is the answer, okay? You saw it the first time, you saw it the second time, and you saw it the third time. Don't work so hard to doubt it.
Okay, yeah. I'll just be there in the moment and realize that. Oh, good. I'm so glad I spoke to both of you. I'm looking forward to such a great year. I mean, it's been a good year so far, and I'm looking forward to, it's playing out, what's coming
in. Many blessings to you. So keep us posted. Call back in and let us know how things are going, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless. All right.
Thanks. God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice. I love it when that happens. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 865, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Lynn, 1556, 9:30 a.m., Columbus, Ohio.
Gotcha.
Currently in West Hollywood, California, moving to Knoxville, Tennessee, very soon.
Wow, I'm loving this.
Yes.
Let's check you out.
Okay.
So, do you have a specific question for us today?
Yeah, I just like to know what you all kind of see coming up for me. Any good stuff coming in?
You're making this decision from where you are now, so I'm going to take a look at that.
Okay, okay.
Let's see here, where am I at? My computer's giving me a little trouble tonight.
Sorry. Bear with me. That's okay. It's okay.
I'm going to say this about this move, patience. Okay, slow and steady wins the race. Sometimes you want to jump too quickly, like a rabbit.
That's the thing. You know, I have had to learn patience because it's been like about a year now, and I've known that that there are certain things that are coming together for you know. So yeah, I've had to exercise the patience in it. Yeah.
And naturally, you have a Mercury in Aquarius, and it's in your 12th house. Okay, so you see things way ahead of time before they come. However, you are a Capricorn sun and you have a Mars in Scorpio. Both of those move like mud, okay? So just because your head moves quickly, okay?
Yes.
You have to learn that lesson of patience, that it pays off with that patience. You have the Libra mood, so you can understand what I'm saying about it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And why I'm saying that today, okay, is because Mars is transiting over your south node of old issues from the past returning as far as a move is concerned, which means patience, timing, all those things that happen in a long-distance move. It's in trine to your Venus, so it's going to happen. Okay,
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Patience, honey. Patience. I know. Let it unfold and live in the beauty of it. It will work out. I promise you it will. But it just needs to percolate. What do you see, Aphrodite?
Okay, thank you.
Well, because Saturn and Pluto are conjunct all year in Capricorn, and they're in your first house in the Hollywood chart. So what's happening is, as they're moving through your first house, you're in what they call a dynamic T-square in the cardinal sector. So as long as you aspire towards your highest ideal, okay, you can really do no wrong, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to tell you that in your progress chart, okay, when you go to a numerologist, they give you new numbers every year. When you go to an astrologer, we progress you by solar arc to look at the person you're becoming. Okay, and so because of this, you've been through your Capricorn cycle, you've been through your Aquarian cycle, and now you're in your Pisces cycle by solar arc. So, what's happening here is in your progress chart where you live right now, as you're getting ready to make this move to Knoxville, your sun is in Pisces in your 12th house, and there's no angles to it. So you are going to really flow into this move without judging it. As an article of inspiration, okay? And as Jacqueline pointed out, the practical things may take a little while to form, but I still feel this is going to be an amazing adventure for you.
I do, too.
I do. And I think that the adventures are going to be, as Jacqueline pointed out, be patient with the goal setting. Enjoy the adventure and the experiences as they're going down, okay?
I think you're
going to find that you're probably really going to love those mountains. It's pretty country there, babe. It's real pretty country.
I know. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to it. And I see it. You know, I visualize. I mean, just I'm doing something and all of a sudden I just see it. I see, I see where I'm living. I see this, and I feel it, and I'm like, I can almost taste it, but I see it, and it's just like I'm there. It's just, I know it's
you're gonna fall in love with your life again in a very unique way. And when I pulled up the progress chart, I was freaked out a little bit because you have a grand trine that's basically in fire, and then you have another grand trine that's in water. And what's showing up in this chart right now is that there's a Star of David right in the center of your wheel. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And
oh my God.
I have a feeling that the age of your soul and the journey you've been on, okay, is really going to vibrate to that area for some reason. It's going to bring you something on the metaphysical and the spiritual that you probably couldn't have gotten anywhere else.
I believe
cool.
that because my grandmother, whom I was very close to, she was from that area, and she had a ring. She had a ring that was like the Star of David on it, and she was very spiritual. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling what you're saying. I'm feeling it right here in my center.
She's
oh
sending
my
you a message that is so awesome.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
I was able to deliver it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to listen to this again and again. I'm almost out of breath. Thank you so much, ladies.
Well, we're so
happy
I
appreciate
to serve you, love.
You. Blessings. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a sweet night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Major changes with this Uranus energy. Isn't it amazing what we're seeing, Jacqueline, every day?
Oh, the physical changes are just amazing.
I know. It's like crazy. But at the same time, I see, okay, I'm better than this. I can do more. Spirit, invite me in. I'm seeing that in so many charts I'm looking at. I just feel happy with this work. You know how we go sometimes through cycles where everyone that calls us is not in a good place. For some reason, people are saying, I can change this. I can exercise my divine will. I can move forward. I love that.
It's a good thing.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 510, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Tasha. Thank you for taking my call. Happy Easter.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Hi, my name is Tasha, and happy Easter.
Oh. Hey, Tasha.
Hey.
What's shaking, lady?
Oh, man, I just wanted to see what y'all see coming up in my chart as far as everything and love. Like, do you see an engagement happening? This year or when?
Do you still live in California?
Yeah, I still live in California. Yes. Birthday June 22nd, 1975. Born at 10:33 a.m.
I got you, girl.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, you
know,
can find. You can find something probably closer to the fall, okay?
Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because Jupiter is retrograde right now, and it's sitting in your fourth house of your home, okay? But it's getting
okay.
ready to go into your fifth house of romance and dating. So it's kind of like not really giving you the chance right now to meet anybody. Both Saturn and Pluto are sitting in that same house, and so they're making you reevaluate really what do you want as far as a relationship is concerned. What are you looking for? Are you going to compromise or are you not going to compromise? Okay. And
can you look into this person's chart that I'm rekindling with?
Okay. And what's their birthday?
His name is Henry Finn. And his birthday is 12/21/1979.
And do you know what time he was born?
No, I don't know what time he was born.
And what city was he born in?
I think California as well.
Okay.
We're in California. What's the name of the city?
Oakland, California, for both of us.
Okay, we'll go with that. All right. I so agree with what Jacqueline was saying about this for right now. Jupiter's going to be retrograde until August 12th, and
okay.
then it's going to start to move forward. And then when it does, it's going to go through Leo and then go into Virgo. So her whole take on the fall, I really love that. She's so amazing. And so I think that this could be actually a good thing because this person has so much energy in Earth. Now, the relationship can develop during May because right now we have a lot of planets going through Earth also. So I'm not going to say not to. As a matter of fact, we have so many planets retrograde right now, ponderous planets, to try and bring something back and gain a new perspective and share everything that you have learned and everything that you know could be great in the spring and summer. But if it's really going to fall together, I just so agree with Jacqueline about the fall. What else do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree so much with you, okay, on all of what you said too, okay, because here again, even with this compatibility, what you're doing, going back to it, is you're setting new directions, new limits, where, looking at what each other desire in this relationship. Again, I find a strong attraction for both of you, okay. You bring out the fire in him, which he needs, okay, because he's, even though he's a 29-degree Sagittarius sun, he's got a lot of earth in his chart, like Aphrodite was saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he grounds you, okay? But the,
yeah.
in the same thing, you know, fire can burn earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here again, earth can put out a fire. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So here we have this problem between the two of you that I agree with Aphrodite. Take this time and be open to the relationship and go in and out of it, but don't make a commitment or get intensely into this relationship. Keep it in the dating stage for a little while and you really get to know each other more on a communication level and really set some boundaries as far as where each other is coming from. And then, again, I have to agree. In the fall, I think this thing is going to make a change either way.
Okay, do y'all see it working out with us? Like, do you see us communicating more?
Yes, love and lighthearted right now is where you need to be for the summer. Love and lighthearted,
okay.
Share some adventures, share some of your
okay.
dreams. Even if they don't coincide, and I agree with Jacqueline, don't lose individuality. Absolutely
right.
Promote it within the union because that is the key to open the golden door in the fall.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Yay.
Well, God bless you. And keep us posted. Inquiring minds want to know, all right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have a sweet night. That was an interesting one, wasn't it? Whoa.
Yeah, that's an interesting relationship.
Yeah, but I like the facets. I like a lot of the mutable in there. I think that that could be very, very good if they can both flower, even though they're different blooms in the same garden. That's how, kind of like how I saw it in my mind's eye. Am I weird or what?
No.
Yeah. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay. Doing well. How are you?
I'm not too shabby. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What else could I have done with you?
Damn it. Well, I was calling because, man, I'm having such a time with the gents lately, and I'm guessing it's, you know, all this kind of Neptune and Uranus stuff that I have going on. But I met a guy, we went out on Thursday, had a great time. Like, I don't usually have chemistry with people like that, and I really had great chemistry with him. And we got into a little tiff. in the evening, and I knew something told me, like, damn, it's going to be the full moon the next day. I don't know if it's a good idea to, you know, go out with someone new or something. So anyhow, we got into a tiff, and it's like, now I can't really tell if he's like just going to completely back away or if he was even interested to begin with, or, you know, I mean, I didn't go like too hardcore, but I told him, you know, about something that I wasn't too happy about, but I wasn't like, you know, I didn't cuss him out or anything like that.
Do you have the birth date of this one?
I do. I do. It's August 23rd.
And what year?
78.
And would you happen to know the time he was born?
I don't know the time. I just know that it's Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Do you still live in Pennsylvania?
I'm actually right now in New Orleans.
Where is it?
New Orleans.
Where do you live now? Oh, okay.
I'm currently in, New Orleans, yep.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh, all right. Good peek.
Can't wait to see what you guys see. Get some wisdom, please.
She's amazing. Get ready. She's amazing. Get ready.
My computer's been very weird tonight. I can't figure out what's going on with her. That's
all good.
Can't even blame it on a planet. Really? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, you can blame it on me. I seem to have this effect on everything.
No, never.
This is really interesting. Okay, it's definitely an interesting combination between the two of you. No matter how I look at it.
Oh, yeah, I can see
that.
It now.
There you go.
Go for it.
Your Mars is conjunct both his Sun and his Saturn, okay? So there's it's an interesting combination to have that, okay? There's definitely a strong attraction between the two of you. There's no question about that, okay?
Yeah.
This is a one-to-one relationship kind of guy. He has both Mars, Pluto, and Venus in Libra. Now you have, which is in a wide orb, but still conjuncted, both Pluto and your moon conjunct that, okay? So there is a strong connection between the two of you, and that plutonium effect between the two of you is quite, it is what you're displaying that happened or occurred, okay? I don't think he's completely finished with you as a result of this. However, he does have a very strong ego, okay?
And okay.
He's ruffled his feathers, okay? Even though you've enlightened and awakened him, you've also ruffled his feathers. So I think he's going to come back to see if everything is true or if it was just an unusual situation. But really, I have to say, between the two of you, this has to have some strong conversation and some slow pacing in it if it's going to work. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, I do like a lot of the planetary hits in this chart. Everything in me tells me that this is a karmic relationship. You have known this person before. And I think
it feels
that,
like it.
Too. Yep, and because his north node sits on your Saturn, okay? And as Jacqueline pointed out, you know, his Sun Saturn sits on your Mars and your Jupiter. In the ninth house of metaphysics, God watching over you, the gates of heaven, and eternal time. And there's a lot of trines in the fifth house of romance. And the trines and blessing lines can make it easy. But the important thing to do is to be honest but not rude, okay? To be inquisitive and not blaming. Okay? If you want to sustain a relationship, you might want to back it up a little bit when you have a conversation with them and say, I may have come on a little strong. Let me revisit this with you. Okay? Because I think if you move in with compassion, understanding of which you have much, that, and I agree with Jacqueline, slow and easy. Take your time with this one. I don't think you have to rush, tumble, and run. I think everybody wants love, and they want it now or yesterday.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, we already rushed and tumbled. But
and I want him to feel comfortable with him, and I want you to feel comfortable with him, because the two of you together, you know, his Jupiter sits on your vertex in Cancer in your eighth house. So if you can get to the confidence level where you can share your deepest secrets with each other, this relationship could fly like an eagle. But it has to get to that point, and it's not there yet. It's not there yet. Okay?
With my transits, do I have, like, should I just, like, completely put my hands up in terms of, like, holding on to a man for more than 3 seconds with, like, Uranus on my Venus and Neptune on my Sun? Like, I mean, I've never seen anything like this. It's like they evaporate. Like, literally. Evaporate.
Well, I think the tendency for you right now has to do with the Capricorn planets that are moving to your second house, as Jacqueline would say, your values and beliefs. And it's trining your midheaven, so it's going to help you in your career and whatever you set for goals, but it's squaring both your Pluto and your moon in Libra. So this person is not giving you peace. Either he's going to make rules or you're going to make rules, and it is going to be difficult unless you both want to aspire to the highest ideal. Okay? In the discussion.
Gotcha.
In other words, you have to honor each other. You have to come to that table of compromise and understanding. Because if either one of you tries to overtake this relationship by making all the rules, it is going to crash and burn.
Right. So should I just leave it alone and let him come to me? Just leave it?
I think with Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto all retrograde by the end of the month, my feeling is that for right now, I would revisit it, but I wouldn't put all the eggs in the basket.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you both.
Okay. And it is Easter after all. Don't put all the eggs in one basket. Share.
Indeed. Indeed. Thank you.
What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I right on target here or not?
You're right on target. I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket either. I might sit back and dye them a little before putting them in the basket.
Really?
Keep a few for yourself here. You know, nurture yourself a little bit more.
You know, you're a hopeless romantic, dear, and you need someone of that heart. Okay?
And he doesn't have that kind of heart, right?
No, he has the potential for that. Don't get me wrong. He's a very romantic kind of guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But again here, there's a certain amount of temperance that has to come with this, or else, again, we're talking about a Leo sun. Okay, they have big egos, okay? The sun is in its natural placement with Leos. And so you ruffle their feathers, and you have to, you know, work with that. That's what Aphrodite's talking about how neither one of you, you know, can be in charge. You have to open up that line of communication and say, hey, I don't want to step on your toes, and you don't want to step on mine, okay? Again, here, it's that fine balance the two of you have.
Damn, I thought he might have been a Virgo for some reason. Oh, well.
29 degrees. He was just hours away from becoming 29. A Virgo.
Oh, yeah. That's my number.
We don't know what time of day he was born. He's within 5 minutes of sign change. If he was born later in the day and not at dawn, he probably has a Virgo sun. And that could be critical at times.
Right.
Okay? And you have to understand, Saturn's conjunct his sun, so what he learned about relationships as a child are imperative for you to understand that before you proceed, because you were raised very differently.
Oh, God, it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah,
it was not
good.
His dad married his mother was very young.
Okay, we're looking at the ideal, but you have to understand some things are also behavioral. And if you can step in and understand him, that's great. But he needs to be able to step in and understand you, too. And that is where it lies. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, keep us
as
posted,
always,
love.
You opened my mind.
We're rooting for
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
We're rooting for you.
Please, somebody, for the love of God. Thank you so much.
Have a sweet
love you guys. Day. Take care. Okay.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I'd like to listen, please. Thank you.
Okay, I'll keep you on hold, honey. All right. Tough one, wasn't it?
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You ready for the next one?
I sure am.
Okay. Area code 415, you're on the air. Hi.
Thank you. Hi, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi. Did you, I'm sorry, did you ask me something? 716?
Not yet.
Okay. You might have me listed
as
New York City, though. No, New York City. You might have me listed as New York City. It's fine. I'm very close.
There you go.
July 16th?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
I did. Curious what you see going on with my finances. Like, so many realizations. Like, I think I'm finally breaking through these blocks that I've had around my finances. It's very exciting, and I just was kind of curious as far as, like, what you guys are picking up, because I'm also, like, needing to bring in money right now immediately.
What are you doing for a living?
We've got some nice sustaining trines. Go ahead.
I do healing work.
Good. We need to be. You guys are staying trines right now because of this Uranus Sun conjunction, and they're sitting on Chiron, the Moon, and Healer in your fourth house of security. So you're definitely on the right track. You have to realize that Uranus has not sat on this star for 84 years. It's a new passage for most people, so things could just really start to rock and roll here because they're trining your ascendant. And you know the Gemini forces
are
lined up with Mars there now.
Trines are good.
Trines are blessing lines.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
They're blessing lines. They're, your gift is basically being put out there into the world because they're all in Earth, okay? And because your Venus is in Gemini and Mars is transiting through Gemini, which only does every 2.5 years for 7 weeks, your healing hands right now should be very busy, honey, okay?
Well, that's the thing, though.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
I'm not. I'm very busy putting myself out there, and I'm excited about that. I'm happy about that. But as far as, like, bringing in clients and all of that, not so much. So that's what I'm, you know, seeking help with.
And here again,
Jupiter, so just wait it out.
Wait it out?
Couple weeks.
Is that what you said?
It's by your efforts, okay? Mars is dancing right on that edge of your success of day-to-day work. It's going to get busy for you here. Aphrodite said wait it out. I'm saying wait it out. The North Node is passing over your sun sign, and that is an opposition right now, which is what's troubling you, is it's an opposition to Saturn, South Node, and Pluto in your first house natally. Okay, so here what's going on is patience in this. You're in the right direction. You're doing the right thing. It's having faith and keeping on. Hey, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going, and this is what I'm going to be. Use that Moon, Mercury, and Vertex conjunction that are dancing there to say, this is who I am, this is what I am, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to keep doing it until it works. Because I agree with Aphrodite. Everything is shifting, both financially and your work. It's just got to take its own patience and its own time. Jupiter, after the end of this year, is going to go into Capricorn towards the end of this year. When it does, it's going to pass into your first house. Jupiter will be in your first house next year, which will make that foundational shift as far as your career is concerned to really make it stronger and better. So this is a process, is what I'm trying to say. Keep your faith. It's happening. It's just not happening at the time you want it.
Okay, so, and that's exactly like the attitude I've been having. Like, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to keep doing. I know this is right. Like, that's exactly the thoughts I've been having. So with that said, you know, it's sort of the day-to-day of bills being due and things like that. And I see the beauty as far as, like, what is going on with my bank balance of, like, okay, now I'm looking at this stuff. I'm sort of, like, forced to kind of walk through it, whatever fears or negative thoughts. But I have, like, you know, bills that are coming up that I had, like, I had one bill already that passed that I wasn't able to pay. So, I mean, I know that people normally say, well, then go get some sort of job. And I haven't been able to do that over the years. Like, I've just, like, applied a million different places. So any thoughts as far as, like, I mean, again, I see the beauty of all of this, but it's like I need to be able to pull in something or a bunch of things to be able to cover these bills.
And I think the key is enthusiasm.
Okay.
Okay. You're in a Jupiter opposition, and Jupiter in the heavens above us is retrograde, but it's opposing your natal Jupiter in Gemini. So there's probably two modalities of healing that you use all the time. And it's important to get that enthusiasm out to the public right now, because as Mars comes in and triggers your natal Jupiter, you need to be running on more than one cylinder, okay? As far as people knowing what you do, people that you have served, to give you the recommendation, to tell their story about the difference that you made, to really put that enthusiasm out there. Because I think what you can do is you can override the fear with the faith and also the appreciation of your current clients. Go there, especially for the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's a critical point. Now, Jupiter goes direct in Sag on the 12th of August, and it's for you to expand. And I so agree with Jacqueline. When it goes into Capricorn on December 3rd, that year you're pretty much golden. Your reputation is going to precede you. People are going to know your name. So right now it's about really expanding and not losing the enthusiasm, honey, no matter what you get in your mailbox, okay?
Well, okay, so yeah, I've been doing – okay, I like that. I'm going to keep that in my head. I've been doing that. I'm actually not fazed by the bills at all, which surprises me because I used to really be in panic right about them in the past, so that shows how much work I've done. And does that mean that it's like – does that mean that it's like, yes – I mean, I guess this is like a faith thing again, but it's like, is the universe going to be bringing me – because it's been like a month or whatever with no money coming in. And I hate saying that out loud, but I just, there's that, I don't know, that one side of me of like, why aren't you freaking out? And I'm just not. I don't know. Like, so, any thoughts about that?
I would just be persistent and then enthusiastic. Like I said, you're so close. As Jacqueline also pointed out, Mars goes into your sixth house of work and service and health, okay, in a few days. And within the next 72
hours.
Oh, I
didn't know that was in a few days. Okay. That's just in a few.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like
close.
Something.
And then it's going to connect
okay.
with your natal Jupiter, which is the planet of abundance and increase. So you're going to end up being able to really put it out there. I think sometimes we have to get to a point where we know we have to do more or speak more to the public or get involved in some blogging, some talking to people. And this is probably that time because, see, Mars in Gemini wants to communicate, okay? And so just keep pushing and wait it out for just a couple of weeks, and it's going to turn around, babe. It's going to turn around.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you for saying that because that is like, that's what I've been, I said, whatever, who cares if you got a late fee on this? Because if you have like a money coming in, like let's say tomorrow, that's no big deal. Like this is going to pay off and like, because I'm feeling really, like, overall, I'm feeling amazing, and I am pushing myself a lot, and it feels really good. It feels right. That's
I love
the thing.
That. I love that.
I do, too. I know. That's why I want to just keep it positive rather than, oh, my God, let me look on Craigslist for a job and, like, spend all that time stressing out and, like, sending resumes that go nowhere.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I think it's okay to go ahead and expand your own business.
Yeah, I think I'm just so used to people around me being like, you're not doing the right thing, and I feel like I am doing the right thing now, and it's okay. So, okay, good. I'm glad that you agree with me.
Well, don't let other people rain on your parade. Don't let other people rain on your parade, okay?
I know, but it's like about
well,
money, so it's so serious. Money's so serious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. But the good thing about working for yourself is you can always make more money. When you work for somebody else, that's your standard. Okay, so you have the ability to expand beyond what a person would pay you with your own business, honey.
So do that.
Right. And that's another positive thing, too. I never used to really believe in myself that I would be able to make money or bring in more money. And now I do. Like, now I feel like, yeah, you could do this. So that's also, like, there's so many good things happening right now. Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you for
that
confirmation.
Well, keep us posted, okay? Keep us posted on how you're doing.
Okay.
We're on your side, okay?
Thank you. Yay. You can leave me on, too. I'll listen. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Great. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow. Awesome. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Where am I? Oh, here we are. A couple of people have moved on. I just want to make sure I do things in order here. I think I'm good. Air code 856, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. It's River Maria. I just called to say that you guys are right. I was having a crazy week this week. You guys were hit on the spot this week with me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear who this is.
Rose Maria.
Oh, okay.
You hit on the spot. Crazy week. Crazy weekend. Just letting you guys know, that's all. But whatever you guys pick up for money, too, with me this week. That couple mishaps on the job this week, this past week, too. So, a couple of them.
When is your birthday, Maria?
12/31/74.
And what time are you born?
7:30
a.m. Gotcha. All right. Are you still in New Jersey?
Yeah, right now I'm still in Jersey.
All right. And make sure I got the right chart in front of me, hon, okay? Let's see. All right. So did you have a special question for us?
Yeah, I know I had a couple of mishaps with two jobs this past week. Something's coming up this week for it, if that's possible.
Well, Mars, the planet of action, is about to move into your sixth house in work and service. And let me tell you what date that is happening. That is happening this upcoming week, okay? So at the end of this week coming up, Mars is going to be in your sixth house of work and service and health, and it's going to be in Gemini. Now, the Gemini forces often bring things in twos. So if you've been putting out a lot of feelers and putting some irons in the fire, you could get more than one opportunity even within a week. Right now, Mars in the heavens is opposing your Mars in your natal. The 11th house as a light worker, and as Jacqueline would say, keeping the faith, knowing that you are valuable, know that you can multitask, knowing that you can do the work. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Right. Do you want to change jobs?
I did change jobs to an tech and trying to get like a new business going and get money in and pay my bills. Does that make sense? I'm relocating with it, if that makes sense.
Okay. The problem being of the reason why you had the problem in the first place is just because of your insecurity, okay? You got to go all in, okay, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
Here again,
yep.
You're going to pick on yourself for crazy little mistakes that you don't need to, okay? This is all a growing and learning process, and if you rush things, you will find that you will make mistakes. It's all about slow and steady wins the race for you, okay?
Yeah, that's what
so
I mean.
So it's all about
today.
Keep moving in that direction and it'll happen, is my point.
Cool. Okay. Yeah,
and,
when you don't
and look at every possibility. Look at every possibility because allow your mind to be flexible as you approach your future. Now, for the next couple of days, the moon's in Sag, and it's going to be conjoining your Sag planets. Try to get yourself up in the morning, okay? Even though you feel like you're kind of like running behind, be thankful for everything that you have and expect doors and windows to open. Put this in your mind's eye, okay? Use your spiritual stuff to get you to a better reality, because that's what it's really all about.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Don't give up the ship.
You hit that, too, on the health, too, and I've been working on the last couple weeks on that one, too. A lot of craziness. Cool. Cool. Appreciate it, guys.
Yes. Well, God bless you.
One step at a time. One step at a time. One foot in front of the other. Don't jump too quickly.
All right. Yeah, it's like I got to pay bills soon. My money. Cool. Appreciate it.
Be sure-footed. Keep us posted, Maria.
All right. I will.
God bless.
Thanks. Happy Easter.
Sweet nothing. You too. Happy Easter. Well, we're at the top of the hour. We probably should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're happy to be here for you on Sunday nights and serve you, and share some of your cosmic patterns and step in with your hopes and dreams. So hopefully we'll talk to you maybe next week, next Sunday night from 6 to 7. Jack and I are so happy to be here for you. Have a great week.
Have a good week.
Good night.